أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل الفرج وحشرنا معهم يا وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the Universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. It is really a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us, and we have finished Surah An-Nas, which is the last surah in the Holy Quran. And now, insha'Allah ta'ala, with his assistant, وَبِهِ نَسْتَعِينَ, we will begin Surah Al-Falaq, insha'Allah ta'ala. In this surah, in which it is five ayahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi to say the following. To say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبٍ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. As we have explained, the Holy Quran can be categorized, and one of the categories is that the surahs that begins with Qul. We have five surahs that begin with Qul. We have finished one, and this is the second, and then there is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, and then the fourth one is Qul ya ayyuha al-kafirun. And then the fifth one is قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ Surah Al-Jinn. These five surahs is extremely beneficial for a human being to be used, to be protected from every corruption, from every evil that a person should read. It is said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, almost in a continuous basis, he was seeking refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, reading these two verses, these two surahs, Surah An-Nas and Surah Al-Falaq, upon his two grandsons or sons, as he calls them, Al-Imam Al-Hasan wal-Imam Al-Husayn. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. These surahs are extremely good, and it is the surahs that will be a great shield and protection for a human being in order to save us from every evil, from every bad thing. These two ayahs are more of a specialty for that protection. The surah begins with قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Say that I seek refuge to the Lord of the Falaq. Falaq is what it gets open. So what does it mean? For instance, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْحَبَّ وَالنَّوَى, when the seed gets open, it becomes falaq. Usually it is set for the morning. Why? Because it seems like that the morning will be opened and the light will come on, and then you will see things. So the night will go and the morning will come. So it seems like the light will cover the night, the darkness, and we will see things. That is the meaning. But then it said that one of the imams were asked about what is the meaning of al-falaq, and he said that's why we seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from such a great issue. What is it? It said al-falaq is one of the great wells in Jahannam, in the hellfire. This thing in Jahannam, this well, it seems like an opening, a great opening. In it, there are 70,000 locations. In every location, there is 70,000 houses, homes. In every home, there is 70,000 poisonous animals. And in every poisonous animal, there is 70,000 units of poison located right there. And the people of the hellfire got to be shown, got to be taken, given an orientation, and show them this location. So therefore, it said, when the people of the hellfire, now we're talking about people of the hellfire, the people of Jahannam, when they give them the orientation, when they start walking in the Jahannam and they start seeing such a thing, they will seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, Ya Allah, this is such a hot place. At least, alhamdulillah, we're not there. We're in a different location. So, and there is another hadith that it said that this falak asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a permission to breathe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the permission. When he breathed, when he had his breath, the hellfire got burned. All of Jahannam got burned. Yes, subhanAllah. We really do seek refuge. Do seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In general, from the hellfire, from Jahannam, and in particular, from this place that is called Al-Falaq. Now, we have to know many things that in this dunya we call it names, such as whale, such as Al-Falaq, such as, for instance, Sundus, Istabraq. These are names. We use them here in dunya, Al-Kawthar. We use them here in dunya. But they are things. There are creatures of the hereafter, of the heaven. Some of them are bad, like Al-Falaq, like Whale, like Al-Zaqum. Some of them are good. Kawthar, Sundus, Istabraq. Tuba, these things, heavenly issues. So we seek refuge from the bad things, earthly or heavenly. And we wish and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put us among the good things that is in the heaven, inshaAllah ta'ala. So, is it say, قُلْ أَعُودُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Now, we do seek refuge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that in general, you have to seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from every evil, from every corruption, from every devil, from everything, from everything that is bad, from every sickness, from every pain. But particularly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned three things. What are these three things? Number one, قُلْ أَعُودُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. There are creations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had created and said three things you should seeking refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one is when the night comes in. Now, what is the meaning of when night comes in? Usually when night comes in, whatever is seen will be unseen. You don't see. I mean, let's be, for instance, if there was an animal hidden somewhere, when it's night and it was dark, you can't see that animal. Well, maybe you'll be stung, maybe you'll be bit, so forth. So you'll be sick from that animal. So night, we should seek refuge because we can't see. Our eyes do not have that power Our eyes only see what has been reflected by the light, by the sun. Sun shines on it, the light shines on it, we see. At night, we don't see anything. So a lot of people, you see them, they work at dark. A lot of animals, you see them work at dark. A lot of attacks usually are at dark. Battles happen at dark, at night. Why? Because people are asleep. People are not, don't have the capability to see. So suddenly you'll see that they've been attacked. من شر الليل, from the evil of the night. That is number one. Number two, from the evil of the magicians, السحرة. Now, I really don't know whether maybe it's called voodoo players or, you know, what are these? Now, the السحرة, power magic, black magic, whatever that is, like it was happening during the era of Moses, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, or Pharaoh, may God's curse be upon him, or in any time. So that's the second. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, first one, you seek refuge to Allah from the evil of the night, not from the night, from the evil that happens in the night. Second, from the magic, bad magic of these magicians. And the third, from the jealousy eye, the evil eye. So these three particularly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to seek refuge from. Now why? Because usually it hits us without knowing. In the middle of the night, you think that things are secure and suddenly you'll be stung by something that you don't see. Magic, black magic, same thing. You think that your life is well and good and going, and suddenly you see that no, it is not. And God forbid, something will come. And third is jealousy, evil eyes. Someone don't like you to be advancing in your life. Someone does not like to see you be wealthy. Someone does not like you to be healthy. For some reason, whatever that is, that jealousy eye. Someone does not want you to ask for a certain job or the hand of a certain lady because maybe he wants it or, you know, or she wants it or whatever. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us three particular things, but in general we seek refuge. We should seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from every bad thing, from every corruption, from every evil, from every devil, from anything that is bad, especially the ones that we don't see. So, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. We do seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this particular, we seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the morning, the Lord that brings out the light and lets night disappear. من شر ما خلق, from the evil of everything, from the corruption of everything. Now mind you, I have my own opinion about this issue. What is the meaning of shar? What's the meaning of evil? Is there really something that lives over there that is called evil? God forbid, let's call a scorpion. Is a scorpion evil? Shar? Is a snake evil? Is, you know, a knife, for instance, evil? My opinion, as I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me and researched this issue, I think that whatever exists is blessing. There is nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates that is bad. It is good. But if it can be used for a wrong thing, then it is evil. For instance, let me give you an example. Can you imagine a kitchen without a knife? Life will be miserable. The knife is one of the most beautiful tools in the kitchen. We use them in order to cut the oranges, the apples, whatever, everything, even to, you know, make chopped meat, this and that. But at the same time, that knife is so dangerous that a person may use it, God forbid, in a time of anger and stick someone on the side and causes death and destruction. Same thing, the beautiful car. You tell me, how important is a car for our life, for transport? The car is one of the most beautiful tools that we have. But someone may get angry and take that 4,000 or 5,000 pounds of metal and go with a certain speed, angry, go in someone else's house, kill a few people, God forbid, or whatever. So, and the same thing, what did the issue of September 11th, what is a plane? The plane is, glorious be God, one of the most beautiful blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us with. The plane is one of the tools that will make our agony of weeks or days of traveling speedy. You can take off from one continent, be in another continent in a few hours. But that beautiful plane, that beautiful blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us, suddenly you see someone may come and go with it in a building that's standing over there. Thousands of people will be killed. Destruction. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah for this kind of a destruction. So, everything that exists is good. These snakes, they have their purpose in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them there in order to do their jobs. They are creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, they do have their protective measures. If somebody wants to go and bother them, they get stung. The poison may kill them. Same thing, the scorpions or any other animal that people think is dangerous. Don't bother them. Nature is beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this nature to help us. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us the controller. وَهُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ Made you the controller, made you the command giver, made you the one with the brain that can go and use the wind, the water, the chemical aspects of this earth. The earth itself, cultivate, use it for good, don't use it for bad. Ya subhanAllah. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ From the evil that exists in the things that is there. For instance, a knife, if you use it for an apple, that is great. If you use an orange, fantastic. But if you use it for someone else's stomach, God forbid, because you're angry, that is evil, that is bad. And the same thing. So, I seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ From the Lord of the Falak. مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ From everything that is evil. From everything that has evil in it. Then, وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقْ And from the evil of the night. What night is? Night is darkness. Night is when our vision will be part. We cannot see at night. إِذَا وَقَبْ If the darkness entered. Darkness came inside. Then we don't see. Then if somebody, we will be prone to a form of a hit and we don't know it. Someone may hide behind something, it is dark, we don't see, and God forbid, he can steal, he can do whatever he wants, and we can't see that. So, night, although it is useful for us, because we got to use the night to relax, to sleep, to have rest, to have that peace and tranquility, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, But some people with evil minds may use it for bad things. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَاثَةِ. And then from the evil. Now, at a certain time, there were these sorcerers, there's magicians. Black magic, of course, is what we're talking about. No, even maybe you could say today, the medicine was one of the most beautiful blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But someone may use it for bad things. A little bit of a smell, smoke, may put a person in a very bad state, whether it's, sniffing issues, whether it's a smoke that puts a person to sleep, or whatever, it is evil. It is bad. So what some people were doing at that time, as I said, especially the sorcerers, the black magic, what they were doing is they were making bad magic in order to poison someone, to drug someone. And of course, when you poison or you drug someone, he's either sick or he's acting in a hallucinative state. He's completely out of his mind. He doesn't know what he's doing, doesn't know what he's saying. It is a sickness. So what they do is they use that, and then they put knots, so you will, a person cannot be out of this this disease, this magic, black magic. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pinpointed these people that they use their power for evil. And it said, وَمِن شَرِّ, and from the evil of those sorcerers, those black magic users, and what they blow in the knots. So they make that and they blow on. There is a story that said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi became sick. Now, some they say they used the black magic to make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi sick with magic, sahar. Sahar al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. However, it serves the story. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi became sick. All of us become sick in this world. You know, if God forbid a person eats a poisonous food, if a person has a disease, a germ, just name it, you know, and a person will be sick. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi became sick. When he became sick, two of the greatest archangels, servants to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, came down. Who are these two great angels? One of them is Archangel Gabriel, and the second is the Archangel Michael, Mikael and Jibreel, alayhim salam. So, Gabriel sat down toward the head of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and Michael, Mikael, sat down toward the foot of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, showing us, this story shows us how great are these two verses. The chapter of An-Nas and the chapter of Al-Falaq. So, both of these, they started reading قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi felt the wellness, felt the cure, seems like he felt a great surge of energy inside of him, and he became better. So it is one of the greatest surahs that we have to use for our lives, and especially, as I said, to read for the children, for our beloved children, inshallah ta'ala. And the third and the last one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told us is the woman sharri hasidin ida hasad. Brothers, jealousy. And let me call it hasad. Jealousy sometimes is good. A person should be jealous for his wife. A person should be jealous for his daughter. A person should be jealous for his sisters, aunts, and so forth. Nieces. What kind of a jealousy? This jealousy will be a form of a power that if somebody is looking a bad look for your daughter, no, you stop him. You don't want that to happen. But this woman شر حاسد إذا حسد, this is not the jealousy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. That is a nice characteristic. Yes, a person should use it in an intellectual way. In other words, he should let that power that is called that kind of a jealousy, in which in English it's called, in Arabic it's called ghira. In English they call it jealousy. Now jealousy in Arabic could be ghira, could be hasad, which is good. Now hasad is when you do not wish the blessing upon someone. In other words, let me say that someone is going to have a children and this person does not have a children and he wishes that, I hope something will happen. Sometimes it happens without awareness. It seems like the person is not aware, but his inner self, because he does not have a child, it may happen. Sometimes it could be for a job. Sometimes it could be for a certain lady. Oh, yeah, subhanAllah. I mean, he's going to ask the hand of this nice lady. And, you know, I wish it could be me. And it kind of psychologically, it makes a person resent it. And once he resents it, he may act upon it. Now, once again, yes, if a person suddenly felt hasud. If a person became hasud, or this kind of a maybe so-called jealousy, so-called being upset, why he has it and I don't, why he is advancing and I'm not, why he is richer than me and I'm not, why he is better in such and such knowledge, speed, sport, and I'm not. You see, sometimes it goes deep down inside, and it may eat me up. You know, in a statement in Arabic, we say, Al-Hasud la yasud. He will not be going further in his life. You know why? Because suddenly he will be preoccupied with that kind of a bad vice. It's a bad characteristic. We should let our hearts be clean. Always wish good for the others. Allah will wish good for you. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending to someone else, He'll send it to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of doing anything and everything. So why you get upset? Whatever blessing that is going to come towards you is not going to miss you. And whatever is not coming towards you by no means will come to you. Yeah, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, raise your hand to him and say, Lord, I want this. Why a person should wish bad upon someone else because he's becoming richer? Why a person should wish bad upon someone because he got a job and I didn't? Yeah. May Allah bless him. That is his sustenance. That lady is what Allah had written, nasib, for him. Okay, inshallah. Ya Rab, I ask you, give me the same. Give me better, give him better, give me better, and so forth. So, however, psychologically speaking, when a person sees that, it may really psychologically blind him. So he will not see. And then he acts upon it. Acting upon it is what is haram. When a person becomes hasud, okay, yes, maybe suddenly your heart, someone's heart, may feel bad because so-and-so is advancing and you're not. Now, if that is inside, it is okay. I'm not saying, no, you got to work on it in order to lift that up. You got to pull that vice out of your heart. See, subhanAllah, Islam is beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be pure. Our hearts wants to be pure. It said that sometimes look at your heart. Look deep down at yourself, your nafs. Look at your emotions. when someone else is advancing. See, do you like that for him or not? If you didn't, then turn back towards yourself and start cleaning it. Because what happens is this. If a person, let's say, he became hasud. Once he became hasud, God forbid, he becomes blind. If he started dwelling on it, he becomes blind. If he became blind, he will blind his aql, his intellect. Once his rational power becomes blocked, and he will not see with that rational aql, intellectual eyes, he will act upon that hasad, that bad vice. So what happens is he may go again in hiding, trying to harm and hurt the other person. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد. That hasad comes out of him, goes toward the other person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, he said, الْحَسَد يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ. Once a person becomes hasud, jealous person, becomes a hasud, that person, he will burn his rewards as the fire will burn the wood. Al-hasad ya'kul al-hasanat kama ta'kul al-nar al-hatab. And the same thing. But as those people who are hasood, who are jealous, you see that they begin from inside and they start burning themselves up, burning themselves up, burning themselves up. Matter of fact, it can be the reason for self-destruction. It is really one of the bad vices. It could be the reason for many diseases, psychological diseases. It could be the reason for depression. It could be the lead for a person, God forbid, to go and use drinks and drink bad liquor. It could be that the person will go and use drugs because he wants to get out of that feeling. And he uses the drugs, liquor, or any other issue. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from these. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the cure. One of these cures are these two ayah, two surahs, Surah An-Nas and Surah Al-Falaq. So therefore, also we say, Lord, Ya Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقٍ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدْ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. Lord, we seek refuge to you from every corruption, from every bad thing, from every disease. Lord, we ask you, you are the merciful, you're the compassionate, you're the loving. Please, Lord, get us closer to your holy Quran. Let us understand it. Let us be closer to your Ahlul Bayt, the teachers of the Holy Quran. Let us be closer to you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.